Alrighty. Welcome back to the Elijah Way, guys. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a great pleasure still doing this, and I'm looking forward to this, all the new episodes that's coming, because it's about to be more exciting, more fun stuff coming. And on this episode, I want to welcome a huge guest and a good friend of mine. His name is ASR. And I'm going to pass it over and let him introduce
him. What's up, y'all? My name is Alex. You know what I'm saying? I'm honored to be on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. It's going to be a good episode for sure on our hands. A lot of good topics. And you want to start it off?
Yeah, of course, man. Appreciate the feedback. And let's dive right in. Alrighty. So welcome back to the Elijah Way. Let me lead you into this next topic of the podcast. It's Doom Part 2. And I want to start off with ASR, and I want to hear his take on Doom Part 2. I did previously talk about this in my episode, episode 6. But I just want to start it off with him, because it was just such a good movie, and I want to see what he has to say about it, you know?
Ooh, thank you, man. Privilege. Thank you. It's an honor. I really loved this movie, man. It's definitely, I saw the first one, and then I kind of caught me by surprise. And then the second one, was like the hype was too crazy. But like the main thing for me, that Doom Part 2, was just like the feeling of it, you know what I'm saying? The scale, everything. Like the world, and like, I don't know, like, I'm a nerd, so like, I like stuff like that. And then the books are crazy too. Like the world of Doom is actually like a crazy, like, world. It's like, it's crazy, man. They had the whole jihad to get rid of space, like, thinking machine.
Elaborate a little bit more.
So the past in Doom, I didn't read the books. I just read videos, or like heard videos.
That's okay.
But you know, but I definitely, you know what I'm saying? But basically they had like a whole like holy war, I guess, against thinking machines. So almost like Terminator, basically. And then we're at a point now in Doom where it's like that weird like medieval like fantasy where it's like.
Now I would say Terminator is actually a good franchise as well.
Fair Terminator, you know? Is.
And so anything comparing like to Terminator, I'm already like a fan of. But continue.
No, for real. And then like to talk about Paul Atreides, man.
Paul Atreides, Timothy Chalamet.
Oh man, that was a good performance. I enjoyed him in the first one too, and then I already knew he was gonna do good in the second one. I could just tell.
That's good. Yeah, he's great.
His arc is crazy, man. It's gonna be crazier coming up in the next film. He has a crazy arc. I don't want to spoil it for none of the viewers right now.
It's all good. I'm looking forward to it actually.
Like I don't know, man, because. You could tell in the first movie, you know what I'm saying, just like beginning of the arc. He had his point now, you know what I'm saying? He got so much power. And now he's on this holy mission, this holy war.
Yeah, man. You see it all in part two. His whole, like, from beginning to the end, like, his goal being fulfilled. Like, nobody standing in his way type. And it's like, it's just kind of interesting just to see how it all like played out, you know,
man, for real. And like the Furman, I love the Furman.
Hey, Furman, Zendaya,
not like they cool, man. I love the Furman. I love the like how they are, like the religion, like more like it's like feeling of like natives, like Native Americans,
mm-hmm.
almost. You know what I'm saying? The oppressors come to their land, steal their like resources as a spice, and then they just kill them. But no, the Furman are cool, man. They got. I really love the aspect of the different, like, we got to see a lot of Furman in
mm-hmm.
other ways that, like, just seeing them. You got to experience, like, their culture.
Yeah.
Like, from the South, or was it from the South they believe in the prophecy? Remember, there were two different, Zendaya's character was from the North, I think.
Yeah.
Stilgar, remember, he was doing about the prophecy?
Mm-hmm.
He was from the South, right? Was that what it was?
Yeah, he was.
I think so. So, it was just cool seeing a different aspect.
Yeah, man. I'm, like, so excited just to see what's next with the franchise and how Doom 3 is going to be, because I know it's going to just be just as good. So I'm looking forward to it, and I want to just say thank you for speaking on this, because it's a good topic, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, before we go on the topic, though, man, we got to talk about Fade. Fade Rockford, I think that's his name. I enjoyed his character.
Hey, you have to introduce him. Oh. Hey, Austin Butler, man, another great actor.
Yeah.
His performance was pretty nice too.
Actually, for real, like the different level performances I've seen him was crazy. I did enjoy how they did the character. He wasn't like the big bad, but he was like the adversary, almost, like, you know what I'm saying, the equal. You know, like, that's why it's kind of cool when he first sees him. He's just like, all right, I see him, like, now, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's kind of like crazy how they did his character.
Yeah.
Because the main villain of the character was just, it was almost an emperor, but it was kind of like literally the Imperium versus Paul Atreides.
Yeah.
At a friend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Man, like I said, Doom is just incredible, but I have so many words just to say about it. Like, and just as like you said, the Fremen, like, they were interesting, like, just beings and. I don't know. You said Fade. What's his name?
Fade Rafa. It's someone with an R.
Fade Rafa.
Fade Rafa. Something like that.
Yeah, like his the Harkening.
The Harkening.
Like, just their arcs and just like everything
they're,
that they
they're,
brought.
They're like designed.
Their
too.
Whole like cinema.
Yeah, man. The Harkenings. They were crazy. It's like, I like how they were introduced in the first one, and they were like. The main villains, like, they were kind of like the main villains of the first one.
Oh yeah, they came in with a force, man. It was just like mind blowing.
It was mind blowing. Like, man, they took that dude wife, Dr. Yue. Hey, I don't know. And then, like, he shut down the shield and they pulled up.
Then they killed his father too.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. But yeah, for real.
They're like, what the heck?
And then, like, their introduction was crazy and seeing like the home world of Eddie Prime. We saw a little bit in the first one. It was just like an overview shot of the world of the city. We saw a couple buildings. You know. And then the Baron. The Baron was kind of... He was kind of a weird character, man. He was kind of... I liked his character. He was creepy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just like uneasy.
You said the Baron?
The Baron.
Is that the big dude?
Yeah, that could float.
Man. That, I'll tell you this. In part two, he looked like very, like... crazy, like, very messed up.
Yeah,
this man was like a floating, like, octopus, Maggie. Like, in a tub. And
yeah,
blood, like, not even blood, it was like black blood. I guess it was blood because, you know,
yeah, I don't know, man.
The way that their planet is like they have a black sun,
yeah,
so everything is like black layout. And like, when I tell you, like, seeing that for the first time, like, in the IMAX, like, theater, that was like a phenomenal, like, scene and just cinematography all around, like. Everything from the shot, like the black and white, him just, it was that one part, he was like, rawr. I was like, oh, this is like crazy, like, yeah. making it feel like it was like a good movie, like something that you're gonna remember and something that you're gonna take
nah, home. For real, man. And yeah, man. And I love all the aspects of like the characters of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, I like the Sonic car, you know what I'm saying? They kind of badass, you know? I mean, they I'm sorry. Cause
it's okay.
But they're like bred from war, you know what I'm saying? Like, their planet is so harsh. A lot of kids don't survive until like a lot of kids don't survive like past like 15. You know what I'm saying? They just bred from war. And then their design is cool, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The starter car, cool name.
Yeah.
Like the first one, the Atreides people fighting the Harkonnen.
Yeah.
Killing them. Pulled up a starter car, man. So. And the design's cool. We got that cool ass sword. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Another thing from this movie was his water of life. As soon as he took that, he just like he just changed. And then not even to forget like everything that gets overshadowed throughout this movie. Let's talk about the mom real quick.
Oh man,
the mom was on one.
Hey, she good she performance. Was
the, she was the first one to take the water of life, and she's pregnant. So
yeah,
she's
man.
Talking to her. Her unborn baby, and it's kind of weird and freaky because Paul Atreides is seeing visions of her
for real
of her of his mom, and like, it's leading to destruction. So it's like
it's 60 million.
Man, like it's just very fantastic just to see each actor and like in their portrayals and like how they portray the characters. Oh, doing like,
it's so crazy, great. Man. For real, man. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Like about the sister though, man. It's like she's definitely gonna be something.
Anna Taylor Joy or John? What's her name?
Anna Taylor.
She played in the New Mutants movie. She also played in
The Menu.
The Menu.
Playing The Menu. Good actor.
It was that one movie that I'm thinking of.
She also.
One Night in Soho?
Night in Soho? She was in that movie. Yeah.
She played in a lot of good movies, so it's not.
And she's playing that Mad Max
film. Yeah, Furiosa.
Furiosa.
Yeah, so it's going to be really good to see her in Doom 3.
No, for real.
I think that's going to be good because I'm expecting a time jump. That's right?
Good. Well, I feel like, could they already showed us how she looked like she's older?
So yeah,
I
think
it's going to be a good little time jump.
It has to.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be some crazy stuff, man.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Oh man, amazing, man. Yeah.
Alrighty, well, welcome back to the Elijah Way, and we're going to start it off with this next topic of the podcast, which is Invincible. I believe it's season 2, episode 6?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, I talked about episode 5 on my last episode of the podcast, which was episode 6, so you guys go tune into that. But yeah, we're going to review episode 6 of Invincible season 2.
Yeah, man. I think my only gripe about it, I wish it was longer.
Oh, man.
I enjoyed the whole thing. It was a good episode.
Don't get me started on how we're waiting so long for just freaking four or five episodes.
Man.
They're going to miss season break, but I digress. This episode was just amazing. First of all, it ended with Rex with the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a goner, and to my surprise, he gets a bullet in his head, and I was like, oh my god. So I was like, it was like some type of The Boys from Amazon. It was some type of level of that nature. He spawns back up. He's like, oh, no, I'm not dying by you.
He was messed up, man. He was messed up for sure.
I was like, man, it was just cool just to see his redemption because he ended up being okay throughout the episode.
For real.
And just actually just exciting just to see because I didn't really like him at first, but like he's starting to grow on me a little bit. So I was like, dang it. I was like,
no, I know what comes with that. You gotta be a little worried about characters like that.
I know.
You don't die this time.
When you
what
think
about next time,
when you think about it, oh man, because what's to come, like with Invincible and his dad, I think it's the Viltrumites. With their people,
crazy.
I can only imagine what the people on Earth gonna do when they come. Because good luck.
It's basically almost if Krypton was like evil like that, or like. Had like a different,
yeah.
Like they were like, if Krypton was like their culture, society,
I can see that, yeah. I can see that,
you know what I'm saying? They were super mad, been down here getting planet ready,
yeah. Man,
this is crazy. Different takes of like superhero, like superpower people,
but it's cool. It's I was gonna say, I was gonna lead into that. It's cool to see what Amazon is doing with that because you know, Marvel has their own like thing of
for real
doing that, but like Amazon's kind of building theirs with Invincible. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of cool just to see like
superheroes.
The layout of Invincible and like all the
oh man,
and,
for real,
Omni Man and just everybody who's getting like created throughout here and like becoming a staple through, you know, the upcoming like generation.
No, mind. For real, man. Like Prime is doing a good thing in this. Good with the boys too.
Yeah.
Like the Homelander. Boys, yeah. Just like, man, like how they like designed characters.
Yeah. The boys was such a good show. I could definitely see parallels through Invincible and the Boys. Just because of the violent nature.
I think
of
the
one.
Violent nature, yeah. Like,
but like, I just feel like it don't even necessarily be violent. I feel like it's just the realness of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're so sensitized to the Marvel nature of it, where it's not like really like, you know, like
they're not gonna show like,
yeah, like if someone actually like, getting punched in their face, and like it's actually gonna be like a punch, like you know, or like, getting stumped out, you know.
Like,
they showed it a little bit with Kingpin. With Maya's show,
Echo,
yeah,
Echo.
Yeah, they showed it a little bit in that show, but
her fight scene with Daredevil, so
yeah,
10 out of 10.
Well, it was actually Daredevil was in there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just interesting just to see where that's going, but with Invincible, I think, with these next coming episodes, I'm hoping to see some type of resolution with how Earth is gonna battle with the Viltrumites, but I don't know. I feel like I did hear something about that they have enough material to go like to season 4 and 5, you know.
Hmm.
But it's like the layout of it is, it's like how y'all gonna drop these? Like you're just gonna drop them like 4 episodes each year? Like no, like it didn't split them. Like come on, man, y'all gotta drop these episodes
for the right way. Maybe. I feel you, man. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe, like, humanity get those, that, whatever, the books Mark's dad was reading, Omni-Man, he wrote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, a secret weapon. That was, like, a crazy weapon. That one, that Space Rider, I believe. Don't quote me, though.
Oh, yeah, the comics.
Yeah.
It could be real. It could be a real way to defeat the Viltrumites. So
but it is crazy, though. It's going to be crazy to see how they, like, how it pans out.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the next week's episode, because I'm definitely going to be front and center.
I love everything. Like I said, only gripe. Wish it was just longer episode.
Yeah, hey, there
you go. Least short look, man.
No, for real. Besides that, kind of longer too, but
love the episode.
That's kind of what we get.
That's what we get.
But yeah, if you haven't seen Invincible, please go check it out. It's on Amazon Prime. That is that with Invincible. Welcome back in. Yes, so we're getting started with the next topic, which is X-Men 97.
Ooh,
yes.
Very exciting episode.
Oh, man. they dropped the first 2 episodes.
Nice. Bless us.
Both episodes were amazing. The first, I would just like to say, your first reaction from watching Birth. Both episodes. I want you to start first because I already know mine.
It was really cool to see it, and like I watched a little bit of the older ones. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see like the art style.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost look newer, but it looks like it has that twang to it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed it, man. Cyclops was, man, looking tough.
Man, I'll tell you this.
Everybody, man.
I'll tell you this. My favorite moment, it was definitely Storm, man. I gotta give her credit, bro. Cause man. That intro to her going into the Sahara Desert and like the lightning to the sand.
Omega level
mutant. I like felt like chills like seeing that.
Real,
I was like,
man.
What the heck?
Man, Magneto's design looked crazy. His suit, the M, I look crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm still on the fence about him. I don't know if he's gonna be good the whole season.
You know him, he's
you know,
anti hero.
That's what I'm saying. That would make him a good hero, a good character. Yeah. You know,
it's just real good just to see like that style back, like, and like the animation of it, like it was like rumors were online like it was kind of not gonna be as good, but I actually didn't mind it.
Nah, man,
it was actually pretty like entertaining and enjoying.
For
it
real.
Actually looks like Invincible a little bit.
For real, I feel like some parts it looks like What If a little bit, and sometimes like it'd be weird, like you know.
Yeah.
You know how What If had that little like look to it?
Yeah.
So
let's talk about like how it ended first. I want to say like towards the ending of it, we get a new Jean Grey.
Oh, man. The real Jean Grey.
Yeah, the real Jean Grey.
I won last night.
So, I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but it's kind of a spoiler alert. So, I'll put this in a warning in the bio. But, this other Jean Grey is supposed to be Madeline Pryor. And it's actually in the comics. There's quite a different versions of her. She's made by Sinister. Or is it Mr. Sinister?
I think it's Mr. Sinister. Yeah, that's what Morph is, right?
Yeah.
Controlled by older.
I think it's Mr. Sinister where Madeline Pryor, he made her or, like, you know, to, like, mess up Cyclops.
For real.
Because, like, the Jean Grey that we were seeing from the first episode, second episode, was pregnant.
Yeah.
So, if this new Jean that's coming in is the real Jean, why is this one pregnant?
Like, and then, is that son still going to be Cable?
Ooh, for fact. I don't know. For fact. Maybe.
Maybe. I think so. Yeah, man, it was just crazy, man. I wasn't expecting that then. When she went to that dude head,
Yeah, that's going back into the, I believe, this first episode.
The first episode.
When she went into the guy head, when Cyclops and who was with Cyclops? Was it Storm?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. They visit the dude in jail, and Cyclops was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna have a wife," threatening you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got in his head, and Jean seen some like future, like. Maybe it was like a prediction.
Maybe she saw, yeah, and then maybe who else? Because she said someone else was here. Like she felt someone else's presence. Maybe it was a real Jean Grey. Jean.
Oh.
That picked it up. You saw them eyes flash when it was like, when stuff got weird.
That makes sense.
Maybe. Or maybe Mathemo was like coming back somehow. I feel like he is.
I don't know, man.
They kind of tease it, you know.
What's coming, like, I feel like, that's what I said, I feel the goosebumps, and, like, I really, like, enjoy that.
No, it's going to be good,
just
man.
Because X-Men is back, you know.
Nah.
And I was a huge X-Men kid growing up, and I really appreciate just having his back and just seeing what's next to come with it. All the characters' theme, like, styles and schemes of it was really fantastic just to see back. Looking forward to seeing when Xavier comes back. He's like supposedly dead, but like how it ended in the original X-Men, he was taken to space by Leandra, mm-hmm. Princess Leandra. So yeah, I'm just trying to really interested just to see what's gonna be next. I'm hoping I can see an Iceman or a Shadowcat coming back. Like, I want to see them. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, but we shall see. Any other thoughts on X-Men 97?
It is exciting. I agree with you. It's very exciting to see it. Like, watching it, but just, like, it gave me goosebumps, too, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't deny that. It gave me goosebumps. It was just cool, and it's, like, animation, you know what I'm saying? It's coming up.
Yeah.
Iron Man, obviously.
Yeah.
Iron Man animation.
Interesting to see what that's going to be
like. I think what makes you wish there would be more animation like that, you know?
Only we shall see what Marvel has left. It's such a, like,
or like,
it seems like they're everywhere right now these days, you know, versus when the Endgame timeline was good, you know.
Man, I remember seeing Endgame first time. Good times, man.
Hey, man. That was
packed theater.
Was good time. Hey, good times, man. Good time. But, yeah, so that's X-Men 97, and I wanted to thank you guys for listening to this. Alrighty, thank you for tuning in for this episode of The Elijah Way. I want to thank you guys for listening, and thank you for listening weekly and daily. And if you're a frequent listener of Elijah Way, go give me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And I just want to share a new snippet that I have coming soon of a new song that I'm dropping. So if you guys having a bad day, just tune into The Elijah Way. Hope things get better for you, and have a nice day. I'm just running with the clip.
clear, nothing clear.
Why you steady talking shit?
Talking shit, talking shit.
Stop playing with me, bitch.
Show me, bitch, with me, bitch.
Before I put you on a list, on a list,
on a list.
I'm just running with the clip.
With the clip, with the clip.
I spit my bars with no diss.
With no diss, with no diss.
I make some music with the twist.
With the twist, with the twist.
And I shoot my shot, and I don't miss,
don't miss.
You see, I'm coming in looking for the gold. These fake ass bitches can't corrupt my soul. I pay my dues to get past this hole. Get out of my way before I slam you through this door. I'm smart and savvy, but don't get slick about me. I be nice to these hoes, but what they do without me? Cause I know nobody stop me, and that's a guarantee. I like Ginobili, but I'm ballin' like I'm Kobe.
The clip,
with the clip,
with the clip.
Why is daddy talking shit?
Talking shit,
talking shit.
Stop playing with me, bitch.
When
I put you on the list,
on the list,
on the list. I'm just running with the clip,
with the clip,
with the clip.
Spin my bars with no diss,
with no diss,
with no diss.
Make my music with a twist.
Now I'm running with the clip,
with the clip,
with the clip.